Right now, for the final segment of our show, I am joined. It's, again, another party in the studio, my favorite. I'm joined by Diane Orlov, here to share an update about her Angel of Hope project. And joining her is Gary Shala and Raleigh Burley, because, as we're going to learn, this is a project that is very expansive, both literally in terms of the arts and in the reach and the community that Diane has managed to cultivate to share in her vision. Diane, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
So can you talk to us and give us a little bit? Well, let's start with some background for listeners who don't know about your Angel of Hope project. Let's just start with the basics. What is the Angel of Hope?
The Angel of Hope Mosaic is a community art piece, a large-scale community arts piece in which many people, hundreds of people, participate in making small mosaics on small plates that are later transferred onto a larger structure that comprises that creates a large-scale angel made up of the stories of a community that's woven together, and it's the expression of all of those stories and how we show up for each other and how angels play a strong role in supporting us throughout our lives and giving us hope and faith and encourage to stay on the path and believe that people are good and life is good and the universe is happy and cares about us.
We can all use a little bit of that. But you really, really tested this concept the first time around in Florida with children cancer patients.
Yeah, I really did. And that is actually how I created the technique that I use in using the plates, because those children could not touch glass or adhesives, and I basically had to create a safe, foolproof way of mosaicing that could not harm the children. Many of them were on blood thinners or had chemotherapy treatments or had hemophilia and other chronic blood disorders, so everything had to have safety built into it, and it had to be simple so that people who were sick, children who were sick, didn't feel pressured and didn't have a lot of time to worry about it. So we just made it so easy and fun. Yeah. And then it just, I realized that I wanted to do this with other people because we all have that child inside of us that wants to create with that freedom and of expression and without ego, and just completely from the heart. And so it just works for everybody.
Yeah, and it creates a safe space. You know, everyone's not a cancer patient, but it's vulnerable to sit down and get in touch with that inner child and play with rocks on plates and making designs that you can feel confident in and you know, share yourself. That's a huge thing. That's a huge ask. And your studio, for listeners who are trying to wrap their brains around this visually, Diane has hundreds of plates. I mean, you're a master of organization. It's crazy how many plates that you have, and you've maintained the integrity of all of these designs. And Raleigh, you've got your own plate in front of you right now. Can you talk a little bit about what drew you to the project?
Well, so when we were in a membership drive, I heard about Diane through Heather, and so Heather, who's on the board now, remind me her last name?
Heather Hicks.
Heather Hicks. Mm-hmm. And was so moved by Diane's story that I really felt like I needed to see the studio and get in touch with the project, that just doing it through the radio station wasn't quite enough. And when I did go in to see the project with my own eyes, Diane invited me to do my own piece, my own plate, and having recently lost my grandmother, I decided to dedicate my plate to her. It's a bear claw, and the symbol has come to represent my grandmother after she passed away. One of her possessions that I inherited is this little silver ring with a bear print on it, and gives me power, and it reminds me of her and her guidance. So as Diane was saying, we have angels in our lives that can direct us if we allow them to. So it's representative of that, and I'm appreciative that I get to form a part of this project. There are hundreds of plates, as Megan said, from a number of different organizations, from such diverse people from around our community, that it's this beautiful gift that ties us all together, including Gary Shala. I want to bring him on the mic. How are you doing, Gary?
Beat me to
I'm
it.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm part of the project because, you know, I also saw the incredible power in this piece. And, you know, we see all these mosaic plates and they all have the stories, and we chronicled all the stories, but there's another side to the mosaic, and that's the mosaic of getting it finished. And we have today, we were meeting with Father Burt and St. Stephen's, where it will we'll finally rest and be part of the community. And so part of that mosaic is that mosaic of investment and that mosaic of the time and the talent that it needs, but the time and talent also needs to be funded in a way that's meaningful for the community. So that mosaic also is part of our bigger project of those people who can help us complete this project in a financial way, and we can mosaic their dollars together for that final piece for the community.
And takes at least as much organization.
Gary's been an angel to me in this way. He balances the art side of the mosaic.
No, that's fantastic. And I love that it's going to be at St. Stephen's, because St. Stephen's is, for people who don't know, right across the street from Valley View Hospital.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's going to have that proximity to sort of those roots too, of patients and families and people who, I think, going through more vulnerable times than normal, can have a physical reminder of it might not be okay right now, but there are angels, and there are, whether it's an energy, whatever your manifestation of that is, it's a nice tangible reminder that there's a better good, there's a higher good in some capacity for you. And
exactly.
That's important.
To me, it's like, you know, we recently have been talking a lot about Thomas Lawley, who is fundamental in Mountain Fair, and going to a service remembering him at Sopris Park. It was so clear the ways that, regardless of physically being here, even long after he had moved away, he continued to be an angel in this community for the influence that he had on individuals and on the town as a whole. So
most
the way
definitely.
I kind of understand it is, yeah, that we have people, whether or not they're in our lives presently, they continue to be in our lives because of the influence that they've had on us. And to really take that to heart and allow their influence to guide us is something special. And so I love imagining what this is going to be like, not only what it's going to look like, but feel like, to know every little piece of it is a piece of somebody and their heart and their remembrance. It's a really powerful piece.
Yeah, footprints are important, especially when they take the form of a bear claw.
Exactly.
Diane, you hosted an open house at the Third Street Center in your studio. How did that go?
It was so beautiful. I mean, it was the first time the board, including Gary, Heather Hicks, Alan Harvey, Leslie Newberry, Michael Fuller and Robert Cordova are sort of honorary members, but it was the first time we were able to all pull together and really be sort of a united front in the community in terms of the art and the reach that it has into people's heart space, but also bringing this to a physical reality, which we do need along with the beautiful energy of our angels. And so Father Burt said a blessing for the studio and for the angel, and really made that a very inclusive message, knowing that the Hebrew schools are part of this already, and that we've got the Way of Dharma group, and we've got some Arabic friends, and that there are so many faiths represented in this public art piece, and they're all welcome to share their inspiration and their own support network with the community.
I love that. I love that. And that's something that you've been working to foster for a while. I can't remember when we wrote that Sober Sun article, but it was a while ago. And that was kind of a centerpiece of the energy at that point in time, even, was that you had so many people from so many different faiths sitting down and realizing the same vision together.
Yes, that was a beautiful thing. And even before that, I was going around with my tubs of stones and beads and going up to the ranch at Wind Walkers and to the Hebrew schools and to Rally the Valley at the hospital and Jaywalkers and all sorts of places in the community before I even had a studio. And before I actually even knew where it was going to be built, it was it was sort of like build it and they will come type thing.
Yeah.
I just knew it would find the right home in the right place. And mm-hmm. being across the street from the hospital where people can look out their windows and see this angel that will be illuminated in the evening and sparkling with iridescent glass during the daytime is just the perfect place.
If somebody listening wants to get involved, there's definitely one way I know. Gary, you mentioned we're still trying to put together the financial mosaic to make the installation a reality. Community radio, we can't talk actual numbers, of course, but the thing with donation drives is as little or as much helps. Is there a website that people could go to?
There is a website and a Facebook page. We're also, we would invite people. We hope to put Diane in the studio one day a week on Thursday. So if you're at the Third Street Center, she's on the far west side, so I actually have to go outside and sneak around. But we're going to have some more garden parties, as we call them, in July and in September. We would love to have people come. One of the things that we really want to show the community is the progression, mm-hmm. because not only are there hundreds of stories, but it's the progression of now moving from this valley of flowers to the mountains and then to the butterflies and eventually to the stars and the angel being the center of it. So to see that progression, we'd really like people to see that hands-on movement. And so we invite them to get in touch with Diane or myself or any of the board members. We'd be honored to have them at any of these events.
Great, great. And Facebook page, website's just Angel of Hope?
Facebook page is the Angel of Hope Roaring Fork Valley.
Great.
And we do have information as to how people can get involved financially, and also if they want to come into the studio and just work with their hands and be part of the building of the angel. That's the giving of people's time, hands, hearts. Financial contribution is every bit as important as the final product. It's meant to be made by and for the people it will inspire.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my next question. I'm sure you're drowning in plates at this point. You probably have enough pieces for the mosaic, but if people wanted to get involved in creating the art with you, that's still an option.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, we are already conceptualizing a sister angel in Aspen. And so we don't really want to stop this chain of healing. We have a lot of visions throughout our community and perhaps throughout the country. So we don't want to stop this flow of giving energy and healing.
That's great. That's great. Any last parting thoughts, anything that we didn't talk about that you think is just critical for people to really understand the vision?
Absolutely. This is actually a Latina angel. We want to have different themes around our different angels. So, you know, where I did the pediatric cancer angel in Tampa, this one here incorporates a lot of other missions into this work of art. And we want this to be a call of action to get involved with these work of arts, these missions in the community, to be a part of them, to keep them running, because they all, like us, need your support. And they're really what makes this community beautiful.
I think that's a really good closing thought, but I don't want to completely shut out Raleigh and Gary if you have any parting words.
Well, I know today, just recently, you were meeting with the architect and really looking at the space where this is going to go. So I would just love to hear some of your excitement about it physically manifesting now on the site.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Yeah, that was a really magical meeting with Michael and Father Burt to actually be on location to look at the space that's on Blake Avenue right near the sidewalk where the public can engage with this this mosaic, where the prayer benches, the prayer gardens, the benches, the stepping stones to honor the sponsors that are helping us support this. And just to integrate that vision with the vision of this community. And I wanted to add one thing about Raleigh's his bear claw, because I think it's a really important part of the vision. The mother bear is such an important symbol through all of humanity. It's such a powerful symbol of strength and that fierce protection that a mother's love provides for us. But it's also a symbol of the the love and compassion and caring that she brings to us. And this mother angel is also a tribute to our Mother Earth, who we all care about in this valley and who we're so close to in these mountains. And we want to pay honor to her as well.
Yeah, I like that the angel's going to literally represent a connection between Mother Earth and then the sky and the heavens. And I think it's going to come together really beautifully.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, thank you, all three of you, so much for joining and for sharing your art in the community. And whether that art is financially making something happen or literally putting together the pieces to physically create the larger vision. So thank you. I'm really excited to see how it continues to come together. So please keep us updated.
Thank you.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
Thank you.